Jim?
It's James.
Did you want
Yeah. Oh, no, I emailed you.
Okay, that's okay. Okay.
Maybe clinch. Is your coffee?
Okay.
Hello. Hi, I'm looking for Jim. My name is Ruben. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Ruben. Hi, this is Jim Barrett. You got him.
How are you doing, sir?
Great. Thank you.
I'm working with Dennis here. Is my phone number showing up okay?
Yes, it is.
Great. So I just want to speak to you a few minutes. I'm in underwriting and kind of go over your file.
Okay, sure.
And Dennis Sanders has done a pretty good job of kind of packaging this for me and explaining to me what's going on and some of the challenges and some of the upsides. So the first thing I want to go over is you currently have a factoring loan relationship and you're looking for additional capital, correct?
That's right.
Okay. How much money are you looking for right now?
Well, originally I had gone to, I had put this out at 175, but okay. The number that I'd really like to hit would be anywhere from 100 to 125.
Okay. What does that $100,000 to $125,000 do for your business?
Well, I sell a lot of dot-com retailers and people like
okay.
that. And I worked with two of them. One was Amazon and one was ShoeBuy.com.
Okay.
And the Amazon program is going to be about a $225,000 program. The
okay.
ShoeBuy program is going to be somewhere around a $35,000 program. Okay, and now the factor will advance on inventory and receivables, but in some cases, the factories that I work with require some money up front for purchasing the materials, and also there's some of these factories that require like a third down. I don't have LCs and things with those people, so that is a larger order than I've been used to getting,
okay.
and they're expanding the business. So this is basically going to cover the implementation and the development of some incremental business for our company, and that's part of it. The other part of it is that there are some associated costs with the development, such as in the footwear business, you might have different what they call constructions that have to do with the some of the technical things, such as the heels and the different things that make the products have its own identity and its own point of view. And
okay.
some of those things have some development costs. So it's going to be a combination of development costs, inventory costs against incremental orders,
okay.
and some normal operating costs associated with that. Additionally, I'm looking also to hire another person to
okay.
work with some other major accounts. So that's basically what we're talking about now. Some of this stuff, it's obviously going to be more than the amount that I'm talking about financing. But
okay.
what will happen is that because there's seasonality in the business, this will kind of jumpstart the beginning part of that business. And then once the cash starts flowing in from those revenues, then that's where that's where the payback will be to you guys.
Gotcha. So
okay?
I think one of the things I'd like to give you a little feedback. Do you mind if I do that?
Sure.
So some of our partners have already seen your file, and they've seen your file multiple times. What's going on is that I think you're working with a lot of brokers who are basically shotgunning your file over town. Is that a good summary?
Well, here's what happened. Okay, I had two loans before.
Who did you have loans with?
I had one with Can Capital or something like that, and I'll get the name of the other one. I think it was BFS or something. Anyway, there was two other companies that I had worked with.
Okay.
When I went back to them, they basically said that they were kind of tied into this same kind of thing with the short term and then the daily deals and all that kind of stuff. And I just said, you know, I really don't want to try to do that. So I, you know, once you get, I hate to say this, but once you kind of get your name out there in the field, people start.
Our industry is full, it's okay. Our industry is full of morons. It's okay. It's fine to say.
And what's happened is I had, just to be quite honest with you, I had a number of people that represented to me that they were going to be able to do term loans as far as 5 years out. And
okay.
You're
dealing with people who are lying to you, so I won't lie to you, and
yes.
I'll tell you exactly what's available for your business. Look, if the terms were,
right.
Like Cardiff, we've been in business 12 years. We offer equipment financing and working capital. We also offer factoring and lines of credit. The reason people actually like working with us has nothing to do with that. It's that we treat people fairly and we do not lie to them. We're a service to their business. And I think what's going on right now...
Many of the people that you probably had contact with you, I have already turned down and I'm done with them.
Okay.
I'm basically down to two people. And to be honest with you, I just, again, want to say this. I sort of felt like dealing with Dennis, I felt like he was giving me the straight line about things. And, you know, I was appreciating that after I had
gotten what I would consider
to be a real runaround.
Do you have some offers on the table? Do you have some offers on the table right now?
I have one that's halfway decent. It's not great.
Can you tell me about the offer you currently have?
It's $70,000, and
okay.
It's 78 weeks, and I think the interest is like 31%.
Well, 78 weeks?
Yeah.
And do you know the lender that's underwriting that transaction?
Pordium. Pordium.
Okay.
Funding.
Don't know who that is. Okay,
let me tell you this. Everyone else is done.
So you said that's a $78,000 offer, and what's your weekly payment?
78 weeks.
Oh, what's your
$70,000?
What's your weekly payment?
$1,200.
Okay. So, is that a real offer? Or do you think that's real or no?
Well, I think it's real.
And it's 1,200 flat or 1,200 and change?
1,200 and change.
What's the change?
I think 1,236.
All right, here's my challenge for you, right? 1,236,
okay.
Unless there's a lot of fees involved, 1,236 times 78 is a payback of 96,000. And your financing, you said 70. Is it 70 or 78? Maybe that's where my math's off.
70.
So you're paying back $26,000 in interest, but it's 78 weeks. And so that is, there's 52, 56, approximately, let's say about a year and a half, give or take. That is a year and a half, actually.
Right.
So
okay.
that means over 1.5 years, you're paying back, you know, I can just do $70,000 times... It's a pretty solid offer. My only concern is, and I do this a lot, is that when I hear terms like this that are wildly different, they're not fully underwritten offers, and actually the deals collapse in funding. It goes to formal underwriting, and the deals collapse. And, I mean, I'd love to see that offer in writing, or if you get that to Dennis, because that'd actually help us. But let me kind of tell you what's available for you, because you're shopping all over town, and a lot of people...
Not anymore. Not anymore. I've had my fill of.
Okay.
Well,
so
you know what I'm going through.
I don't think you're going through anything. I think people are trying to earn your business, and people, unfortunately, if you tell people the truth, sometimes they get scared. I used to be on the sales side, so I can kind of feel their pain. So one of the biggest challenges right now is the tax liens. Your tax liens, when they're going above $175,000, they're very limited avenues. For example, like even though you have a relationship with Can Capital, they won't lend to you based on the tax liens. It just doesn't fit their mold, because once you go above 175, they just cannot consider the file. So there are a few different avenues available for you right now in the marketplace, and I want to kind of tell you what we can do just now and also in the future. And I'll do a little due diligence, because I see the same company running all your credit, but I think step one is send Dennis over the contract so he can actually show it to us and show, hey, look, this is actually a real offer, because I can look at it in 10 seconds and tell you if it's real or fake. I don't know who this company is, but I see a lot of fake offers that are just nonsense. The second thing I would tell you is what's available. For right now, our working capital does go out to 3 years on certain terms. We're not going to offer you a 3-year term for working capital. We can't due to the tax liens. What we can do is offer you a starter loan product, have the ability to refinance as you grow your business. A lot of customers come into us and say, hey, look, I want to borrow, you know, 30 or 40 grand or 50 grand or 100 grand to get things started. And as I develop, then I'll get better and better terms. That's probably what we're going to offer you in terms of funding. If this offer is real, then I'll see kind of how they're underwriting it and I'll take it from there. But I think really what it's important here is being honest with you and telling you the truth and what we think is possible. The biggest concern that I have is when we see a loan that is very, very different in nature, my kind of antenna goes up and says, well, what's really going on here? And it's just in this business, we see a lot of offers that are just not true. And to me, that offer is, can we do offers like that? Yes, we can. But the deals that I see that have those kind of offers are generally viewed as extremely low-risk deals, not high-risk deals. And your deal would be viewed as a high-risk deal, not because you're a bad guy, but just due to the tax liens.
Okay.
Because the kind of the and I hope you understand what I'm walking you through.
No, I appreciate it. I get it. There's all kinds of things that I can tell you is what happened here and what happened there. But let's just keep going where we are.
Yeah. So I think I can just tell you where we would be at. We definitely wouldn't be at like an 18-month term. We'd be able to do a starter loan, and I don't think giving you $150,000 or $100,000 is the best thing, because I think some companies are very aggressive people in giving people funds money, but I can tell you why a long term is not appropriate, because what happens is once you take this loan, you'll probably need more funding, and if you take a year and a half loan, you're gonna have to wait 9 months to get more money, which is just too long. I think what the most appropriate product to give you is something that gets you a relationship started very, very quickly. It accelerates very, very quickly. The appropriate product for you is probably something in the range of 4 to 8 months of the loan, so you can develop a relationship, and when in 3 or 4 months, you can come back to a lender and say, hey, look, whether it's Bank of Cardiff or anyone else, say, hey, look, I've got a track record with you guys. Yeah, there's some pretty big tax liens, but I can show you that I can pay this money back. And with that attitude, lenders are much more apt to give you more money as opposed to just saying, hey, look, we're going to sell you on the cheapest rate, the longest term available, because the numbers don't lie. Every customer that gets a year and a half loan, they're always coming back within 3 months and asking for more money. And so that's not an effective product for their business.
Okay.
So I think the next logical step is, do you have the copy of the docs you actually have from this company? Have you requested docs or no?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If you could shoot them over to Dennis, I would just like to kind of scroll through them and kind of see how they're underwritten. And, I treat people fairly. If this loan is legitimate, I'll say, hey, look, you got my blessing. Take that loan if that's something that interests you.
Well, let me just ask you this. I mean,
sure.
There's two issues that I had. The first issue that I had with Dennis was that, like I said, the people at Amazon are giving me a certain size order, which is wonderful, okay? And your guys, he was offering to do something like in the range of $45,000. Is it possible to bump that up to the higher number?
Well, I have an approval for you for $45,000. Yes, it is possible. I've actually just shot an email to my junior credit officer to explore what options we can do for you. But that's not what's going to happen. This is only, and you're a business owner. You're here to make the best decision for your business. I used to be on the sales side. That's how my customers think, and that's fine. There's only two ways this happens. Either A, you've got a legit $70,000 approval at really cheap rates, and you're going to take that money, or you're going to negotiate with that company and do a shorter term, or we're going to find a way where that's maybe not as real as you think and give you something that I think is, more market based. I think really what it comes down to is you figuring out if the approval you've been offered is real or not. That's truthfully, I think, where your transaction will end up. And I had an existing client of mine that sent me documents that said they had $2 million, and they never did. Are you there?
No, I'm listening.
I have a customer that has a $250,000 loan with us, and I was their sales rep, and some guy from New York is telling them they got $2 million, and I said the docs, and I laughed. I said, this is written by a second grader with red crayon. It's a bunch of nonsense. I don't know why someone would do this and waste their time, but, you know, in our industry, it's unregulated. You have a lot of customers that are crazy, so you have a lot of lenders that are crazy. Not saying you're crazy. I'm saying that's just the way it is. So
I got it.
My bigger concern is, and just take this kind of, you put yourself in my shoes, I can put myself in your shoes. You're borrowing 70 and paying back 96 weekly payments. That denotes low risk. So the way you really have to think is, okay, well, let's assume that you don't have credit or tax issues. Okay, so do we give you 70 and do you pay back 90? All right, let's assume that you have really, really good credit and really good bank statements. Okay, do you borrow 70 and do you pay back only, you know, 85? And is that, if everything perfect, do you borrow 70 grand and only pay back 80 over a year and a half? No, you don't, because people don't pay $10,000 to borrow unsecured money, regardless of how good their credit is. It just doesn't work that way. And that's why my antenna is going up. Okay. And I hope you appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. Well, I will, you know, I don't mind sending a copy of the last correspondence that I got from them. And
are they docs, or are they just like an email?
No, the docs.
Yeah, let's take a look and see, you know, if this is a legit offer and give you our thoughts and hopefully, you know, bring value to your business.
Okay. And then I want to do the situation with Amazon. I don't want to have anything to stand in the way of doing that, because I know people that are doing $10 and $12 million at cost with these guys. And, you know, this is an opportunity for me to get started with a retailer that's probably going to end up, I mean, their last quarter was more than Kohl's and three or four other retailers combined. And I want to be a part of that business, because it's the future of retail. And when I have those kinds of things, I want to be able to, you know, when they have a delivery date that's August, September, October, if I deliver into the middle of the first delivery period, I've lost 2 weeks of retail. And everything has to be execution critical with those guys. And there's no second chances to do the thing right the first time. And I don't want to blow it. And that's my reason for wanting to climb it. You know, the 70 was like the entry level that gets me there. And so anyway, that would be, let me send it to you. You take a look at it and get back to me.
That sounds like a plan.
I'm going to be up in New York. I don't leave till tomorrow at 12. And as I told Dennis, I can figure out a way to get on the phone so I can do something to verify that, you know, what the amount is that I owe the IRS. And it's just, you know, you would think that the government would have some easier way of telling you. And they bottom line said that we can tell you on the telephone, or we can send you a transcript. And the transcript takes 10 working days. And,
let's take a look at those docs. We're not going to hard sell you. We're going to give you feedback, tell you what's out there for you, and then the decision's in your court.
Okay. All right. I'll do it.
Thanks a lot.
And then you guys get back to me. All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.